cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump is appealing to female voters at a Fox town hall.
I'm the father of IVF, so I want to hear this question.
Kamala Harris was asked by reporters if Trump should undergo a cognitive test. He would be the oldest person elected president, but has refused to disclose his medical details.
Based on my observations, and I think the observations of many, Donald Trump is increasingly unstable.
The focus now is on Latino voters in Florida. Christian Benavides reports.
Why are they such an important voting bloc for both sides? Well, in the past few elections, we've seen that the Latino vote, the Latino electorate, has sort of been shifting away from the Democrats, and particularly here in South Florida, we've seen it skyrocket for the Republicans.
Harris will appear today in Pennsylvania with Republicans who are backing her campaign. Israel says it has allowed more aid into Gaza after a warning from the Biden administration that arms shipments could be at risk. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
A quote-unquote policy of starvation in northern Gaza would be horrific and unacceptable and would have implications under international law and U.S. law.
In Las Vegas, former elected official Robert Tellis was sentenced today to 28 years in prison for killing a journalist who wrote stories critical of him. Jeff Gehrman's brother, Jay, addressed the court.
This whole ordeal, the trial, the crime, the murder, it's taken a big toll on our family.
The father of the alleged shooter at Appalachee High School was in court today. Investigators have accused Colin Gray of giving his son the assault-style weapon that he used in the Georgia shooting. Sabrina Cupid has the story.
At the hearing, disturbing details were revealed about the 14-year-old shooter and the numerous red flags. GBI agent Kelsey Ward testifying that his mother told investigators that Colt had a history of joking about school shootings, even asking his father for a shooter. Mask.
When she asked him why he needed that, he stated in a joking manner, "What? I've got to finish up my school shooter outfit. Just kidding."
Colt ended up opening fire at Appalachee High, killing two students and two teachers on September 4th. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
Three presidents are attending the funeral of Ethel Kennedy in Washington, among them Barack Obama.
She was a big dose in a small package. While Bobby was shy and serious, apparently, Ethel was not. She was a spitfire from a young age.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a return to business last night in Racine. Alders opposed that the way city business was being conducted have ended their impasse. The changes, however, won't take effect right away. Mayor Corey Mason wasn't at the meeting last night. Because the mayor wasn't there, it was City Council President Terry McCarthy bringing on a new member.
Congratulations, Alderman Harmon, and welcome aboard. So what this does mean is we're going to do roll call votes the rest of the night at this point because Alder Harmon is not yet in the system, so there will be manual roll calls tonight.
As City Council business resumed, a unanimous vote was taken appointing Marlo Harmon to fill the 14th aldermanic district. She'll serve until April. A Racine man will spend 8 years in prison for a fatal hit and run in December of 2022. The judge also ordered 7 years of extended supervision following Sean Shelton's prison term. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has renamed a section of a highway to honor John Hewitt. Highway 311, a.k.a. Hewitt Memorial Drive, pays tribute to the village trustee that passed recently after nearly 20 years of service. Racine County is hosting a dinner event at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow night. It's meant as a means to provide information about foster care. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Whatever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky, tonight lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Well, the amount of space junk currently in Earth's orbit is significant and is posing a great threat to space operations. According to the latest statistics, the number of objects in space, up to 170 million pieces. Here's the guess who.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yeah.
mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC's tramps and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you had a chance yet to help out those families affected by recent hurricanes? This is a good time to do it because we don't want to forget about those people who have been left homeless or displaced by those recent hurricanes in Florida. And we've made it easy for you to help. Just go to our website, civicmedia.us/help. There, you're going to find links to Samaritan's Purse, to the Red Cross, and to World Central Kitchen, three organizations that are helping. Again, that website is civicmedia.us/help.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We play this game in our house this time of year, and the game is how long can we go before we actually turn the heat on in our house? Have you turned the heat on yet? It's going to be chilly tonight again, clear with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny and 63, but areas of frost early in the morning tomorrow.
My Chevy.
other radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money. A third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks and states take great care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast a ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process after the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There was a return to business last night in Racine. Alders opposed that the way city business was being conducted have ended their impasse. One of those boycotting was Sandy Widener. She and the other five Alders got back to work following the passage of new agenda-setting ordinances. The changes, however, won't take effect right away, which Widener says will impact her ideas in the short term.
So, for example, I have two ordinances that I'm ready to submit. I am not going to submit those for 60 days because if I would submit them now, I would be submitting them to the clerk and to the mayor, and the mayor could decide if this legislative body would even be able to discuss the two ordinances that I'm proposing.
Mayor Corey Mason wasn't at the meeting last night. A Racine student studying at Kent State University has died after a fall from a building near the university in Ohio. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 19-year-old Jaden Breisky, a Horlick graduate, was with friends on the rooftop of their apartment complex. It's believed he slipped while descending back down. Police say alcohol may have been a factor. No charges have been filed. A Racine County road has a new name. In a tribute to the late Mount Pleasant Village trustee John Hewitt, the village board voted to rename a section of Highway 311 as Hewitt Memorial Drive. The renamed road, just east of I-94 between Braun and KR, commemorates Hewitt's almost 20 years of service as a village trustee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky tonight, lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Bye.
Neil Sedaka and Laughter in the Rain on WRJN. That was kind of a comeback hit for him. He had 11 top 40 hits from 1960 to 1963, but could not score another one until that one in 1974.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing in style, cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Come down and morning more.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with the reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
Mustang Sally.
Baby, since we've been together.
Local news, timeless hints, and Green Bay Packer football on WRJN. Let's all do the Packer polka.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers too, and Packers season continues on WRJN with Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. Pregame starts at 10, kickoff is at noon. Join Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron for the call. Packer football is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. By Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Love me do. Oh, love me do. Some
The Beatles, Love Me Do on WRJN, and now a song by a band that broke up on this date in 1972. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Now, John Fogerty would have a couple of big hits later in a solo career. John's brother Tom Fogerty died in September of 1990, and the surviving members were touring as Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. 20 days until Election Day and the candidates are in crucial states. Kamala Harris in Pennsylvania is appearing with Republican backers, including former Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who voted to impeach Donald Trump.
He's a whiny, weak, small, tiny man who is scared to death.
Harris before leaving Detroit today.
I don't assume to have the vote of any demographic locked down. I have to earn their vote, and I'm going to work as I've been to earn that vote and to win on November 5th.
She will also appear on Fox News. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, was also in Pennsylvania.
After 3 years of the